End of Hours. We'll start off with the dream pop duo from Baltimore, Maryland, Beach House. They have just released recently the EP called Become. It's a five songs from the Once Twice Melody album Sessions, that album being released last year, that these tracks didn't fit the album universe, but is one of their own, as it is. I found that information from online, doing a little quotes there. So to begin our grand set here, here is Beach House with their song Holiday House from Become EP here on the Sentinel's marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you. No.
For that grand set, we began with Beach House with their song Holiday House from their new EP called Become on Sub Pop Records. Then I got this artist from my many emails I usually get from submissions. The artist Afros, a Toronto-based soul music artist with a reputation for powerful R&B vocal stylings. They presented to me their radio edit of their song, Yeah Yeah, which we heard, to be released on the upcoming album, Roses, this fall, 2023. Then we heard Zune with their track, All Around You, from their newest album, Baika Moengen. Then we heard a new track from Vancouver, BC, by an artist I've been following a lot these past few years called Kirub. They released the single called Remorse off of their upcoming album, Min, to be released this fall as well, with an exact date, maybe, called on October 12th. And finally, the beloved Devours, also from Vancouver. We listen to 10 Things I Crave About You from their newest album, Homecoming Queen. To finish off this live session of the SMK and continuing with our lot of, we have actually a good amount of queer content this, queer content this session, we will end it off with Jinx Monsoon. If you know them, you know them. It's an international famous, multifaceted drag queen, actor, singer, comedian, and witch. A two-time winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. They recently came through to Toronto and performed at Massey Hall during the Pride weekend. And I had the extreme pleasure of seeing her perform her amazing songs, amazing singing, and her stand-up comedy is out of this world. At the very end of her set, she sang her newest single, a cover of the song called The Lavender Song, which was originally a German cabaret song written literally 100 years ago in 1920 by Kurt Schwabach and music by Misha Spolyansky. Oof, probably butcher those names. And it's considered one of the first gay anthems. So I'll leave it off to conclude this session with Jinx Monsoon's cover of The Lavender Song. And with that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond.
What makes them think they have the right to say what God considers vice? What makes them think they have the right to keep us out of paradise? They make our lives hell here on earth, poisoning us with guilt and shame. If we resist, torment awaits, so our love dares not speak its name. The crime is when love must hide. From now on, we'll love with pride. We're not afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, well, hell will take the chance. They're all so straight up, tied up, bright and rigid. They march in love. Prefer to dance. We see a world of romance and of pleasure. All they can see is sheer banality. Love and night's our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be. All up, send us away. That's what you'd really like to do. But we're too strong, proud, unafraid. In fact, we almost pity you. You act from fear. Why should that be? That you're frightened of the way that we dress, the way that we meet, the fact that you cannot.